AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School here in Battle Creek. Sean Watson and Quinberry Mike's side. We're about 7 minutes or so away from the starting lineups being introduced for the Lakeview Spartans boys basketball game against the Coldwater Cardinals. Lakeview Spartans 1-0. We talked about it early in the broadcast, coming off a 10-point win against Portage Central. The Cardinals, meanwhile, this will be their first action of the year, and for Coach Brian Kelly, they'll have to look long and hard to replace the scoring of Jordan Eddy, who scored 12.2 points per game last year to lead the team.
Yeah, but I think we have more options this year. You know, the guys grow up a little bit, hopefully over the summer. You know, we got probably three or four kids we're going to look to do some more scoring this year. Luke Stempion especially, and I think the big one's going to be Mock. You're going to see Ryan Mock come out this year, and I think as a senior, he's going to have an outstanding year. You know, there's going to be nights that Hadley's going to be in a situation that he can score some points. Grant Maurer's just a good player. He's improved his shooting a little bit, so look for that. I don't think we're going to have one huge score every night, but I think we got four or five individuals that can give you 8 or 10 points on every given night.
Well, let's talk about some of the returning players from last year and also some of the guys that came up from your 14-6 JV team from last year. The leading returning scorer for the Cardinal varsity, Luke Stempion, averaged 5.8 points per game, 3.6 rebounds a game on average, but you're looking to see him have a bigger season this year.
Well, yeah, he's going to be at the point guard some of the time, and I think, you know, folks are going to have to depend on him, not only to run the offense, but also do some scoring.
Grant Maurer, you talked about him earlier, 4.7 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. He was the third leading scorer, second leading rebounder for Brian Kelly last season.
Well, Grant's probably the best athlete on the team. Grant can do just about anything. It hasn't improved his shooting, but really where his expertise is on the defense. He's one of the finest defensive players we've had at Coldwater.
The other returning letter winners, we've got Scott Case, Ryan Hadley, Ryan Mock, and Logan Taggart. You talked about Ryan briefly, 3.1 points, 2.4 rebounds a game. Logan Taggart, 2.5 points, 1.8 rebounds per game. He played hurt a little bit last season, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he wasn't at full strength. Junior, second year on the varsity, he's got to come to play. And he's got to take care of things in the middle in this MAC East, you know, where he's going to run into a lot of big, strong guys. Scout Case, just real quick on Scout, you know, he's just a little spark plug. You know, he's going to come in, he's going to give Coach, you know, some minutes here and there, and he's going to have to be the one that comes in and, you know, just really comes in and fires everybody up.
One other note about Luke Stempion at 3.6 rebounds per game. He was the leading rebounder on the team last year. I'll talk about some of the leading lights from last year's JV team that look to see them make an impact. Second leading scorer on the team was Michael Magos. He averaged 9.7 points on the JV last season. Blaze Watson, he was third in scoring at 8.2 points per game, and he led your JV squad in rebounds, averaged 5.3 a night. Also got Luke Beck using up on the varsity as a sophomore, kind of a familiar situation with starting quarterback for the Cardinal varsity football team this past season. We mentioned Magos, we mentioned Blaze Watson. Also Morgan Sims, Jordan Butler, and Zach Demeester, the other newcomers on the team.
Well, I think I'm going to talk about Jordan Butler real quickly. He's really made some great strides in his basketball game, and he stands about 6'3". 6'4", and I think as the year progresses, he's going to give Coach Kelly more and more minutes and hopefully lead his way into a fine senior season. Luke Beckhusen, definitely the quarterback on the football team, makes a big difference in any young man's life, and he'll give you 100% every night. Great athlete, and but again, he's going to be in a learning stage, just like he was at the beginning of last year, being a freshman on the JVs. I think Michael Magos, he's got to let himself understand the varsity game a little bit. I think he'll improve as the year goes on. And you know, but I think coach is going to have to look to Blaze Watson, another excellent athlete, the kicker in football, a great soccer player, and Blaze has just got to realize how good a basketball player he could be, and once he does that, he could be a big surprise.
We do also want to mention Nate Waterbury, last year's leading scorer on the JVs. He's starting this season on the JVs as a sophomore, but I suspect that if necessary, he might be among the first to get brought up to the varsity should the need arise.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a numbers game sometimes, and we thought at this point Nate could, you know, give us a lot of minutes at the JV level and expand his game, and as he showed he did last night, scoring 20 or 21 points for us and leading us in scoring. And, you know, it's nothing against anything he did wrong or right, but at this time we just felt the most minutes for him and for him to expand his game would be at that JV level.
We mentioned briefly Lakeview opened up with a 66-56 win against Portage Central on Tuesday night. Jake Bivens, Zami Ernsberger, Tyrese Frederick, 14 points apiece. Jake Love had 12. Those are going to be your big four for veteran head coach Steve Wickman. Frederick actually got a double-double with 11 rebounds to go along with his 14 points. Jake Love, Zami Ernsberger, 9 rebounds apiece. Jake Love also has 4 steals. Bivens and Frederick, 3 steals apiece. Camden Haynes, 8 points, and 2 steals.
I think you're going to see some Lakeview. You're just going to see some real athletes out there. Coming off that great football season they had, they have just some outstanding at Love and Ernsberger. You got great kids, great work ethic. You got Frederick and Rivens, great names in this community. And you're just going to see them come out and play hard. Cardinals got a match that intensity tonight to compete.
We will go ahead and take this break and be back with our starting lineup. After this 1 minute break, you're listening to Whole Lot of Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Speak directly to her heart this holiday with a special gift from Keese Jewelry. This is Brad Rocky. With every breath and every movement, our Dancing Diamond collection springs into a dance of sparkle and shine. Each carat gold necklace and pair of earrings features twinkling diamonds that will intrigue and capture the eye. Our Diva Diamond collection features genuine diamonds set in sterling silver, from everyday classics to contemporary pieces. Every bracelet, necklace, ring, and pair of earrings is a timeless classic. Our Diamond Emotion jewelry offers the fusion of style and affordability. You'll find gleaming sterling silver necklaces, bracelets, and earring sets with lustrous clear stones. Using fashion as creative inspiration, sterling silver L jewelry reflects the most up-to-date trends and offers a look that is chic and bold. Through the years, we've shared life's most important moments with families throughout Branch County. This holiday, come join the Keese Jewelry family of treasured customers today for a gift that will be cherished for a lifetime. Quality gifts come in a little black and white striped bag from Keese Jewelry, the House of Diamonds in downtown Coldwater.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here's the starting lineup for tonight's boys basketball game between the Lakeview Spartans and the Coldwater Cardinals. For the host Spartans, 1-0 already under head coach Steve Wickman. Three guards in the backcourt. We've got Jake Bivens, a 6'1 senior, Tyrese Frederick, a 6'1 junior, and Camden Hayes, a 5'10 senior. Up front, Jake Love, a 6'3 senior, and Donnie Ernsberger, a 6'3 senior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, their first game of the season under third-year head coach Brian Kelly. In the backcourt will be Grant Maurer, a 6-foot senior, and Luke Stempion getting a start in the backcourt. He's a 6'1 senior. Up front, we've got Ryan Hamley, a 6'3 senior, Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, Logan Eckert, a 6'4 junior, as coach Brian Kelly explained to me. I was getting his starting lineup. No real true center for the Cardinals this year again.
Well, it's Cardinals with those four seniors, and very similar lineup to last year without
not really a true center, right?
Without really a true center, yeah. Exactly what I wanted to say. But yeah, we match up pretty good in size against these Lakeview Spartans. And, we just got to match the intensity.
Well, once we get underway, Lakeview will move from left to right across the radio dial in their home purple noodles and trim, Coldwater in their road red, with the white numerals and trim will move from right to left. We see jumping at center circle, Donnie Ernsberger and Luke Stempion. Like Donnie, he's about 20 pounds heavier, all muscle, and about a head taller than Luke. Impressive force on both the football field and the basketball court. The Spartans win the tip. Nice passing, unfortunately. The shot by Cameron Haynes goes in and out. Lakeview's going to get the ball back.
Ryan Hadley getting out of the way and out from underneath the basket. Stepped on the end line.
See how quickly Lakeview got the ball to the court to our right. Frederick will inbound the ball. It is tracked down just in front of the half-court line by Haynes. Frederick will get the ball. The Cardinals starting out in the man-to-man defense to Haynes on the right wing. Doubled up. Get it cross court. Here is Bivens. Oh, he was a heck of a player on the basketball field, basketball court last year. Baseball field, football field. He draws a foul after a shot on the left elbow. And Ryan Mock picks up Coldwater's first foul of the season. It was a shooting foul. The boo, Jake Bivens, up for air. Clock has stopped. Just 24 seconds into the game. Second of the season for the Spartans. First for the Cardinals. Bivens draws the first points of the game for the Spartans. Currently 1-0. Could be 2-0 with another make here. In and out. Ernsberger crashing the boards for the rebound. Trying to put up a shot. Can't get it to go in. The ball goes up, bounds off the Coldwater. The Spartans with a fresh chance underneath their bucket.
Cardinals got to put a body on that man. When I say man, he is a man out there.
Here's a three-pointer, rolls off the hoop, no good for Haynes. Rebound by Bivens. Five footer is good. It's Jake Bivens with all three of Lakeview's points so far. Cardinals haven't had a chance to go up the floor, and then already they're going to see a Lakeview press. Mock trying to inbound underneath. The ball poked away from Stempion. I believe that was Frederick that got the poke away, so Mock will try this inbound play again. Ernsberger guarding Mock on the inbound. Finds Hadley. Gets it to a streaking Grant Maurer. Here's a dribble drive. Forces up a shot and draws contact as Jake Love crashes into Maurer.
Good take there by Grant right to the basket.
Love with his first foul, team first. Grant Maurer will try and put the Cardinals up on the floor for the Lakeview student section making noise, and Grant Maurer short on the first as a result. It remains 3-0 Lakeview, 7-10 left to play in the first quarter. Second one is short as well. Rebound by Luke Stempion. Putback doesn't go in. Ball bounces several times out of Ernsberger's hands. Cracked down by Hadley. Put it up strong. Taggart misses. Rebounded by Ernsberger. Ahead to a very quick Tyrese Frederick. Trying to blow by Brian Hadley. Instead, launches a shot from the left elbow. It's in and out. Whistle and a foul.
I believe Johnny Ernsberger going to pick up his first foul.
Oh, the Cardinal faithful wouldn't mind seeing Ernsberger on the bench. Not yet, though. That is just his first, team second.
Great block out there by Taggart. That's where that comes. That's just good, solid block out.
Knocks inbound to Ryan Hadley. Sideline left being picked up by Haynes. Now he's double-teamed. Throws the ball into the front court. Taken away by Jake Love for the Spartans.
And have those unforced turnovers.
Frederick brings it from the left elbow. 5-0 Lakeview. Here comes the press once again. They can do this press all night long. Stempion to Maurer. Now to Ryan Mock. Had numbers. Turns around, shoots, missed. Gets his own rebound. Put back. Trimmings in for the first field goal of the night for the boys in red and white. 5-2. They trail by 3. Token pressure coming out from the Coldwater Cardinals. Back and forth across the sidelines. Now the Cardinals will pick him up at half court. Love to... Oh, terrific passing and a finish for Jake Love. I think it went Bivens to Haynes to Frederick and then to Love underneath. The only person that didn't touch the ball that time for Lakeview was Ernsberger.
Yeah, nice job.
7-2, Lakeview whistle on a foul ball. They're under the floor on a take to the bucket by Logan Hager. He'll shoot a pair. Bivens picking up his first foul, team third. The clock has stopped with 5:49 left to play in the first quarter. 7 for the Lakeview Spartans, 2 for the Coldwater Cardinals.
Had a chance to work with Taggart this fall on his shooting. I think you're going to see a lot better free throw shooting. Didn't look like it there, but that's just from some excitement there and the adrenaline. But Logan's worked hard on all his football and his baseball and his basketball.
I'm going to say there's a student section screaming in his ear to his right. He missed both of them as a result. Love with a rebound. It remains 7-2 Lakeview. Frederick with the ball. Underhands it to Ames on the weave. Now he'll take a straw on the left side of the floor. 9-2, 7-point lead for Lakeview. And again, the Spartans are pressing. Hadley sideline right to Grant Maurer. He's two times back to Hadley. Now across the front court to Stempien. Stempien had numbers. Fake a shoot and left it short. Rebound by Frederick. Tyrese Frederick. Oh, what a great pass to Kevin Hayes on the floor.
That's just real athletic ability right there.
11-2, Spartans with a 9-point lead. Mock throws the ball into the front court, tracked down by Hadley, and he scores.
Ryan Hadley with his first two.
That's one way to break the Lakeview press. Fortunately, you got to hope that a Cardinal player is in the front court. A steal off a bad, low bounce pass by Ernsberger. Here come the Cardinals. 11-4, they trail by 7. Here's Mock on the right wing. Dribble drive two times. Needs help. Get it back out to Stempien on the right wing. Now back to Mock. 4:35 left in the quarter. Cardinals trail by 7. Mock chuckles a pass from Hadley. Sideline right. Now back to Hadley. Around Maurer to Stempien on the left wing. Gives a ball to Hadley, and he's fouled.
Jake Love is going to pick up his second foul.
And it is the second foul. You are right. First substitution of the night will come in the form of Hunter Fox. He is a 6'3 junior for the Lakeview Spartans. Luke Stemping will trigger underneath the Cardinal bucket. Coldwater trails by 7 with 4:24 left in the quarter. Mock for 3. It's short. Ball tipped. Taken away by Stempien. He shoots from the right wing. 17-footer rolls off the back of the rim. Frederick with a strong rebound. Ahead to a flying Jake Bivens. Layup threat rebound. Doesn't go in for Frederick. Frederick came up with the ball. It stole away from Mock. Lakeview with the ball. They'll settle things down. Ernsberger inside to Boss. He missed. Gets his own rebound. And he traveled with the ball. Cardinals were trying to strip the ball away as Boss got it back out. And Coldwater's first substitution of the night will come in the form of Blaze Watson. No relation. 6'1 junior. Mock the trigger sideline right in the backcourt.
Cardinals have had some good looks. They just haven't finished underneath, and I think that's just some excitement first night.
C.J. Foster checking in. He is a 5'6 freshman. Remember the freshman that played for Lakeview last year that made such a huge impact, Devin Daniels?
Yeah, he's playing up the Kalamazoo Central.
He has, in fact, transferred out of the district. Turnaround shot from the low right block doesn't go in for Blaze Watson. Here comes Frederick. A great pass to C.J. Foster. He got handled off with Ryan Mock.
Ryan Mock is going to pick up his second ball.
He got the worst of that situation. Well, decision time for Brian Kelly. Luke Beckhuizen will make his varsity debut for the Cardinals, a 5'10 sophomore. Rashawn Cobb coming in for Lakeview, meanwhile. He is a 6'2 junior. Notice that Steve Whitman likes to go deep into his bench. With the Lakeview ball underneath their bucket, they lead 11-4, 3:40 left in the first quarter. And the inbound stolen by Beckhuizen. How about that pick?
Get some good quickness there by Luke.
To Blaze Watson, and he draws a foul after he receives the pass from Beck Husen. For Lakeview, Frederick picks up his first foul. Already five fouls up on the board for Lakeview, just two for Coldwater. Unfortunately, they're both against one of Ryan Kelly's starters, Ryan Mock. He's on the bench for the time being. Maurer, two times in the backcourt as the Lakeview Spartan with pressing. Ball taken away by Frederick, going for the dunk, missed it. Rebound by Rashawn Cobb, and he scores on the turnaround. 13-4, back to a 9-point Lakeview lead. Spartans pressing, swaps him to Beck Husen, two-timed, and he draws a foul. They're going to be against Cobb or Foster, the two.
Foster, C.J. Foster, picking up his first foul.
The two players that were sandwiching Beck Husen just past the center court line. Foster's first is a team six. Cardinals are a foul away from being at least 1-1 for the rest of the half. 3:11 left to play in the first quarter. 13-4, they trail by 9. Here's Grant Maurer trying to attack the weak side, and he drew a foul. And he just hits the deck hard once again. Tyrese Frederick also scoops up off the turf.
It's going to be a charge on Grant there.
Oh, boy.
Frederick with good position under there.
Jake Bibbins back into the Lakeview lineup.
Cardinals just got to settle down a little bit here. The excitement of the first game, they're not playing that bad. They've missed some easy shots.
13-4, the Cardinals trap them at half court. Lakeview able to get past that. Cobb off the first half, and Foster scores.
Officials missed an over and back there big time.
15-4, an 11-point lead. Bounce pass from Watson to Taggart. Draws a foul from Cobb. Taggart's going to go up for a pair.
Nice pass there by Blaze Watson. Nice little bounce pass.
Now that is the 17th foul against the Lakeview Spartans. And we still have 2:37 left to play in the first quarter and all in the second. Back to the free throw line for Logan Taggart, 0-2 so far tonight and on the season.
Get in there.
It does after several bounces. Jake Watson, again, no relation. He'll come into the Spartan lineup. He is a 6'3 junior. You did mention that Rashawn Cobb is a 6'2 junior for Lakeview. He's also out there on the floor right now. Second, bounces and goes through. Still a bounce, but it looked a whole lot better going down the cylinder last time. 15-6, back to a 9-point lead for Lakeview. Cardinals are trying to trap at half court. C.J. Foster getting across, floats the ball. It's grabbed by Foster on the right corner. Kind of a dangerous, almost a behind-the-back grab there. Foster getting the pass out, now kick it out. Here is Watson, guarded by Beck Husen. Cross-court pass for no one in particular. Oh, what a save by Foster, but it comes right to Grant Maurer. Coast to coast. Yes!
Grant Maurer with his first two of the night.
7-point lead for Lakeview, 15-8, and the Cardinals are throwing out the trap. Hooked away by Blaze Watson. Here comes Beck Husen. He's triple team, needs help. He'll take it up himself and draw the foul. C.J. Foster just picked up his second foul, team 8. Oh, Frederick's breather is going to be short-lived, evidently.
A good decision there by Luke. Stayed real patient there. Got a good shot.
First of two for the sophomore. Luke Beck Husen off the back of the rim. Well, Frederick and Hunter Bosch check back into the Lakeview lineup. Cobb comes to the bench. Also, Donnie Arnsberger catching a breather here with a minute 49 left in quarter number one. It's 15-8 Spartan, 15-9. Beck Husen converts the second of the trip, and unfortunately he doesn't. Here comes Lakeview. Frederick is between the circles with a minute 40 left in the quarter. 15-8, 7-point lead for the boys in purple and white. Frederick clogged up. We'll get it back up top to Bibbins. Now here's a dribble drive by C.J. Foster. Shockingly, he's still out there with his two fouls. Frederick forces up a shot that may have been blocked. Foster trying to get the steal. Beck Husen in there as well, and Foster stepped out of bounds.
Good good job there by Grant Maurer and Luke Beckhus defensively.
Long throw to Blaze Watson at half court as the Cardinals break the press. Getting in Blaze's way is Hunter Bach. Blaze to the free throw line. The fouls are continuing to rack up for Steve Wickman. He is not a happy camper right now. Aggressive defense, but a little too aggressive, as that is the ninth foul assessed against Lakeview. First for Bach. And Steve Wickman is
pleading his case there.
Trying to plead his case, but the conversation has been very one-sided. First of two from Blaze Watson. You know, if the Cardinals would just make a few more of those free throws, we'd have a much closer game.
2-for-7 right now. Or 2-for-9.
2-for-9.
2-for-9, yeah. We've missed 7 so far. We got to knock these down. We're better free throw shooters than that.
Adley into the game for Coldwater. Back in from Blaze, bounces. That one didn't go in either. Frederick crashing the board. So is Grant Maurer. It looks like Maurer's going to be assessed the foul.
That's two on Grant.
Two fouls against Mock, who's been on the bench since the midway point of the quarter. Two now on Maurer. He'll come to the bench, and he'll give way to Michael Magos, 5'11 junior. Good job of our PA announcer getting his name right. Of course, that Magos name very famous, so a family owning the free drive-in. Cardinals trying to trap. Spartans do get the ball across the timeline. Frederick investigating things. Cardinals flashing a 2-3 zone. Looks like they are staying man-to-man. Here's a cross-court lob to Foster. Now back up top to Frederick. Spartans trying to get the ball to Jake Bivens from the left wing. He launches a triple and misses.
Nice job there. Nice box out by Blaze.
Here comes Luke Stampion, coast to coast. Oh. Forces up a shot. Went wide right. Jake Watson with a rebound for Lakeview. 36 seconds left in the quarter. We haven't had many points for about a couple minutes. Lakeview leads 15-8. I spoke too soon. Jake Bivens with a triple. It's now a 10-point lead, 18-8. Here comes the Spartan press. 21 seconds left in the quarter. Beck Husen to Stempion. Would have loved to see a little bit more of that in the football field this past season. Blaze Watson had the ball taken away by Tyrese Frederick. No look pass. Watson to Bivens. Can't convert. Rebound put back. Rattle. Did not go in for Frederick. Ball still loose. Tracked down by Watson. Tosses it to Hunter Boss. Now back to Frederick. Nothing the Spartans can do at the buzzer. After one, it is Lakeview 18, Coldwater 8. And boys basketball, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Willowbrook Interiors has just made shopping for the holidays easier than ever before. They now sell one-of-a-kind vintage glassware, which makes a great gift, and there's still time to custom decorate your home for the holidays. Just imagine how happy Santa will feel stepping onto some plush silk carpeting. And you'll love greeting your holiday guests with new ceramic tile in the entryway. Willowbrook Interiors will be installing right up to the last minute, and you can rest easy knowing everything comes with a 60-day satisfaction assurance guarantee. In addition, their Mohawk sale is going on through December 30th. If you'd rather have your flooring installed after the new year, you can order it now, and they'll hold it till the calendar says 2014. Willowbrook even offers 6-month special financing. Just see the store for details. You'll find Willowbrook Interiors at the corner of North Willowbrook Road and State Street in Coldwater. Willowbrook Interiors, here today, tomorrow, and always.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Coming up at halftime of our boys' game, we'll bring you another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talks about how promoting good sportsmanship is a never-ending job. That'll be coming up during our Branch County Abstract and Final Halftime Report at the end of the second quarter, which is about to begin with Coldwater trailing 18-8. They get the ball to start the quarter.
I'll tell you what, you know, the Cardinals...
Nice pass from Luke Stampion. He found a big opening and he scored.
That was a great cut by Luke and a good look by Blaze.
So, you were saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know we're down 8 right now, but... Cardinals, like you said, Sean, if we'd have hit a couple of free throws, we'd have been right in that first quarter. I think that was just nerves.
Cross court pass comes to Tyrese Frederick on the right corner. Loose ball taken away by Hadley.
Nice job of defense by Luke there, knocking the ball away.
Beck Husen with the ball. Bivens bodying up on him, and Bivens picks up the foul. His second. And it's going to be the team's out.
We're going to be at the line for two the rest of this quarter.
Look, just 45 seconds into quarter number two. So it could be advantageous for Coldwater if they could only make a few more of those shots.
Well, we'll start knocking down the free throws. We're a better free throw shooting team. Problem is a little bit of nerve.
Just 2 of 9 for Coldwater in the second quarter. Both of them made by Logan Taggart. Now 2 of 10 with a miss on the front end by Beckhusen. Camden Haynes coming into the Lakeview lineup. Finally, C.J. Foster with his 2 fouls coming to the bench. Logan Taggart will check in for Coldwater momentarily, and Nagels will come to the bench.
Michael with a couple of good minutes, real helpful there for the Cardinals.
18-10, Coldwater trailing by 8.
There's one.
No, another spin around, whistle and a foul on the battle for the boards.
Hadley over the back.
I'm going to say Hadley picking up his first foul. Just the team fifth. The Cardinals do have one more foul to get before Lakey gets up to the line. At the charity strike for the Spartans in the first half, just 1 of 2, a split by Jake Bivens. That's it. Tyrese Frederick moving off the screen, shoots from the left wing, whistle, and was the foul underneath the bucket, or?
Going to call that on Stepien on the shot.
Stepien with his first foul, team 6. It was a shooting foul, as you said, Frederick on the line. Grant Killing getting an explanation on the foul call from one of our 3 officials here.
I can't blame him. I'd be asking him what he did wrong, too, because I did not see that foul. I think Steve Wishman got his point across. It was 10-4 in fouls, and we picked the last 2 up.
First of 2 from the left-hander Tyrese Frederick draws iron. It remains 18-10. Still 18-10 with a miss. Ernsberger with a rebound putback. Ernsberger making his presence felt as he checked back in. 20-10. Cardinals trail by 10. Ryan Hadley getting the ball across the timeline. He's still on the sideline trying to get it inside. Deflected, taken away by the Spartans. Nice passing. Ernsberger to for the layup. Spartans are going on another one of their runs. Turnaround shot by Luke Beckhusen. The whistle and a foul, no matter what. Luke's going to be going up for a pair. Donnie Ernsberger just picking up his second foul.
Wishman's going to have to use a lot of players tonight the way this, the fouls are mounting up for his team.
Oh, Steve Wickman has a bench that's full of players, 15 total on his roster.
He might need all 15. Well, Luke's got an axe couple down here. There it goes.
Drains the first one. He's now 1 of 5 from the charity strike tonight. Ernsberger stays out there for the time being. It's Boss that comes to the bench, and Jake Love comes in for him. 22-11. 22-12 is Beck Hughes, and now 2 of 6 from the charity strike tonight. He drains both of them. This trip up the floor, and kind of an unforced travel as Tyrese Frederick was looking to pass the ball to the left wing.
Just a little quick with his feet there. Cardinals got to take advantage down 10 here, 22-12. 6:31.
Blaze Watson inbounds to Ryan Hadley. Spartans do peel back on the press, now looking to trap near the half-court line. Stampion 30 feet away from the bucket. Now dribbles, trying to dribble penetrate. Kick it out to Taggart up top on the weave to Stampion. Beck Hughes, NBA range 3 from the right wing, is too long off the rim. Frederick with a rebound blocked by Hadley. Stolen by Hadley. Watson trying to thread the needle into Taggart. Whistle and a foul. Or was the ball just kicked? And the ball was just
yeah,
kicked.
Just a kick by Lakeview there. We get it back.
A very quick kick, too. Stampion looking to inbound, finds Beck Hughes on the left corner inside to Taggart, trying to post up on Waters. Going to go to the bench with his third foul.
Nice fake there by Taggart, and a good finish, good solid finish.
So Ernsberger with his third foul. Hunter Boff, his breather is short-lived. He will spell Ernsberger for probably the remainder of a half. See if the Cardinals can, well, that's kind of poor sportsmanship, just throwing your towel to the bench as he comes and takes a seat. A little more frustration than anything else. 22-14, 22-15. Taggart converts a three-point play. The Cardinals fail by just seven. We still have 6 minutes left in the quarter. It looks like a 1-2-2 zone here.
It is, 1-2-2.
And Blaze Watson commits the foul. Tyrese Frederick caught the pass at the top of the key. Watson's first foul is a team seventh, so Lakeview now gets into the bonus. It's just going to be a 1-1 for Tyrese Frederick. Grant Maurer getting ready to check in for Coldwater momentarily. Front end is good. Frederick will get the bonus. Lakeview's lead now 8. Blaze Watson to the bench. Grant Maurer comes in for him. 5 on the floor. It is Taggart, Hadley, Stempion, Maurer, and Beck Hughes. And 4/5 of the starting 5. Miss on the back end by Tyrese Frederick. Hadley with a rebound. Finds Beck Hughes along the right sideline. Gets it to Ryan Hadley. Flying across. Nice pass by Grant Maurer underneath the baseline. 2-time, 3-time kick it out to Beck Hughes. And dribble drive. A floater. A short rebound. Taggart. Yes!
Logan Taggart with a nice offensive rebound off the miss. Back in.
6-point lead. How about this 1-2-2 zone that the Coldwater Cardinals are showing? It's been frustrating. Lakeview a little bit. They haven't been able to get the type of penetration that they enjoyed in the first quarter. Bob up top. Pass intended to the right sideline to Haynes. Knocked away by Beck Hughes, and Coldwater gets it back with 5:17 left in the half.
Seeing that good quickness from Luke there. Luke, not only quick, he can jump out of the gym. Good rebounder.
Frederick inbound to the ever-dangerous Jake Divins. Hanley was hanging on to him like a cheap suit. The ball coming to Tyrese Frederick. The drive to the baseline, and the finger roller good. 23-17. Lakeview leads by 6 once again. Here come the Cardinals. That's going to be Lakeview ball. It was off of Grant Maurer as he was pressured at the half-court line by Dillon. Jake Watson into the Spartan lineup.
That's the situation where Stempion and Beckies and got to go back and get that ball from Grant. You want that ball in Stempion and Beckies and fans.
Well, 25-17 Lakeview. They just put the points up on the scoreboard. Frederick, 3 from the right wing, is off the rim, no good. Hadley with a rebound. He's 2-time. Ball stolen by Jake Love. Whip on the foul. Love's going to go up for a pair. Luke Stempion picking up his second foul. We've not seen Ryan Mott check in yet here in the second quarter. He picked up 2 very early fouls in this contest. Meanwhile, 1-of-2 from Jake Love is good. His 3rd point of the night. Lead back up to 9 for Lakeview. 26-17. 27-17. A couple makes by Love. The Spartans lead by 10. Once again, they got a mini run going. Beck Hughes breaks the press. Finds Ryan Hadley. Streaks the cup. Block underneath by Divins. Loose ball picked up by Stampion. Blocked by Fox. Whistle on a foul against Fox. Luke's going to go up for a pair. Another big man from the Lakeview Spartans getting into some foul trouble. That is Boss 2nd.
Spartans with 5 players with 2 fouls here in this first half.
Of course, Ernsberger with 3. He's going to be running the time the rest of the half. 1-of-2 from Luke Stempion and Timmy's in. Cardinals, after a disastrous start from the free throw line in the first quarter, they are now 3-4 out of 7. Just as I mentioned Ryan Mock's name, he does check back into the lineup. Stempy makes both ends of that trip to the free throw line. And Coldwater trails by 8, 27-19, 4:26 left in the first half. Divins up top to Frederick. The Cardinals in the 1-2-2 zone. Pass goes inside to Love. Now back out to Bivens. Hop step in the left block. Overshot it. Boss with the rebound. Finds Bivens. Reverse doesn't go in. Ball on a bounds. Last touch by Coldwater. Lakeview will get it underneath. 4:08 left in the half.
One of the tougher things to do out of the zone is rebound. The Cardinals got to do a real good job here.
Frederick looking, finds Bivens immediately two times at the free throw line. Here's Boss, dribble drive, right baseline. Mock tried to get his hands on it, Alder the shot, missed it, but the rebound, cutback goes going for Boss. And Lakeview leads by 10 once again, 29-19. Here come the Cardinals, they break the press, here's a very quick loop, Beck using coast to coast. Too strong off the rim, in and out of Stempion's hands, fall down on the ground once again. Stempion battling for it along, or rather, Beck using. Ball picked up by Mauer and he scores. Back and forth we go, an 8-point Lakeview lead, 29-21, 3:31 and counting left to play in the half. Frederick at the elbow, two times at the free throw line, kick it out to Jake Bivens, mount back to Frederick, Boss to a streaking Watson, ran into Love, a little bit of a confusion. Watson's shot is a little short, Mott with a rebound for Goldwater. That is Jake Watson from Lakeview. Here comes Mock to an open Mauer from the left corner for three.
Nice looking three there for Grant.
5-point lead now for Lakeview, 29-24 as the Cardinals are putting on a run of their own. Frederick trying to answer from the right wing, wide left, comes right back to Bibbin, 17-footer, wide right.
Over the back.
Your Boss went over Grant Maurer's back as Mauer had the rebound. Boss just picked up his third.
Great box out by Grant there.
I haven't heard much from whatever Cardinal crazies may have decided to come up here. First, they may have been a little bit curved off by the winter weather advisory of the National Weather Service at issue. So we're glad that you're listening on AM 1590 or FM 95.5 or WTVBAM.com. No Boss with his third foul. Looks like we're going to get Camden Haynes and Rashawn Cobb coming in momentarily for Lakeview. Meanwhile, Michael Mangles getting ready to check in for Coldwater. First of two from Grant Mauer is good.
Luke Beck using outstanding minutes there.
Everybody behind us wearing Cardinal red and white. A nice round of applause for the sophomore. 29-25, 29-26 as Mauer makes both of them. The Cardinals just made it a one-possession game. The Lakey's got a little bit more speed out on the floor right now. Let's see what happens with the results. A travel, that's what happened. Camden Haynes trying to take it along the weak side right baseline.
Real important time here for the Cardinals. They got this little run going. They want to finish this real strong.
Magos receives the inbound from Stempion as the Spartans are throwing out the press. Magos finds Stempion, throws it across to Grant Mauer. Mauer to an open Logan Taggart, turns around, takes, shoots, scores!
Nice move by Logan, good up and under move. Cardinals within one.
Taggart with 9. And it's now 29-28 as soon as they get the points up on the board. There we go. 1-point Lakeview lead, 2:12 and counting left to play in the half. Frederick to Haynes. Yeah, after Blake Watson, Ryan Mock almost went over his back and picked up his third. Good no call there. Lakeview throws the ball away, knocked away by Ryan Mock.
Great job on defense there by Michael Magos. Just getting his hands in that passing lane, which Michael can do when he sets his mind to it.
Tyrese Frederick will trigger in front of the Coldwater bench to our right. Finds Jake Watson, now comes back to Frederick. Lakeview trying to slow things up a little bit. Watson trying to swing it inside to Cobb, knocked away, taken away by the Cardinals. Here comes Magos coast to coast. Runner is a little too wild, and it was off of Luke Steffi in attempting to get the rebound.
good take there by Michael. Just a little excited on that shot, but I'd love to see him taking that ball to the basket.
Ryan Hadley will check in for Coldwater at the next ball. Here is Frederick trying to move off the screen. He double teamed. Now the ball comes inside to a streaking Jake Love. The shot is good from the right baseline.
Nice little move there by Jake.
Ends the Cardinals' nice run and increases the lead to 331-28. We have a whistle as the Cardinals had the ball, and some upset Coldwater fans behind us was Graham Maurer just picked up the third foul. Not quite sure what happened there.
He called him for an illegal screen. Tough call, but I don't know.
Well, if it's an illegal screen, then why is Lakey going up to the free throw line?
They shouldn't be. It's an offensive foul.
Exhausen and Hamley back into the Coldwater lineup.
Good job of officiating. Good communication there. It's opening night for many of these guys, too. So, especially at this high-paced game. They've probably done a couple of girls' games, but that's a little different.
Frederick with the ball. He receives it after he inbounded it. Trying to move off the screen. Shoots the long two and drains it from the left wing. That is 7 points for Frederick in this quarter, 9 overall, 33-28. The Spartans getting their mojo back. Ryan Hamley trapped, trying to draw a foul. Instead, he gets whistled for the traveling violation. Right, a crash into the double team and induce a foul, but his feet were moving at the same time.
Yeah, Ryan just a little out of control there.
53 seconds and counting left to play in the first half, 33-28 Lakeview. 5-point lead for the men in purple and white. Frederick threw the ball away.
Got a break there. Now we got to take a chance. Get his last shot.
He was looking for members of the Lakeview dance team, maybe. Luke Stempion will trigger in the backcourt to Hadley, looking for Magos. Instead, taken away by Frederick. Nice pass from him. And Jake Watson scores. Just like that, Lakey's leading by 7 once again, 35-28. Beck Houston receives the ball immediately 2 times, 27 seconds left in the quarter. Ball taken away by Frederick off the glass. A shot no good. Ball tipped by Sendian, taken away by Frederick. Turnaround shot. That one's short. Magos with a rebound. 19 seconds left in the quarter. Here come the Cardinals from right to left. Magos, bounce pass. Taggart, fake, shoot, score.
Nice job. Nice pass by Michael.
35-30, Lakeview. Now the Spartans playing for the last shot of the quarter. Frederick. Up top for three, it's short, ball tip. Flat by Hanley, right to the right elbow, and a score at the buzzer by Rashawn Cox. Ooh, that hurt. Lakeview takes a 7-point lead into the locker room, 37-30. They lead the Coldwater Cardinals in boys basketball. It is halftime, and the halftime report is brought to you by Grant County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals for title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services. Turn to Grant County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Grant County since 1887, where their employees have had over 230 years of experience. Grant County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tavis Plaza in Coldwater, call them at 278-6960. We'll go over the numbers after this week's edition of NHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, 37-30. The Cardinals travel Lakeview Spartans. We will bring you on a SAA perspective after this 1 minute break. The Cardinal boys basketball on WCVB.
What would the holidays be without the Nutcracker? A Christmas Carol. And now, Sister's Christmas Catechism?
This is what puzzles me, class. We never hear any talk about what happened to that gold. I think that gold was stolen.
With her forensic tools in hand, Sister tackles the mystery that's been bugging historians through the ages.
Miller on the Road presents Sister's Christmas Catechism at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater on December 20th and at the W.K. Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek on December 21st. For tickets, call 1-800-228-9858 or visit MillerAuditorium.com.
There's a living nativity, choirs, carols, presents, prizes, and a bundle of laughs.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's going to tell God what you did.
Sister's Christmas Catechism, the mystery of the Magi's gold.
Play it again. I'm John Johnson. And we'll play it over and over and over again next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you do a lot of interviews with the media on some topics over the years, you find yourself basically giving that same pitch over and over and over again. A few friends of mine have even joked that when I hear a certain topic, I just select a button and hit play, and there goes the tape. I had another one of those moments again recently where a sports editor from a small daily paper in the middle of the state wanted to write a story about sportsmanship. He thought he had some issues in his community, and he felt that the message needed to get out, and he wanted some comments from an MHSAA point of view. Well, roll the tape. It's not hard for me to ever talk about sportsmanship because it's a core value of what we do. If we don't promote and get good sportsmanship at our educational athletic events, schools might as well stop sponsoring these programs. We'd be then just the same as youth sports and college sports and professional sports and basically every other level of sports by every other sponsor that barely pays lip service to sportsmanship anymore. And when we stop being different, the value of our brand bottoms out. Sportsmanship needs constant attention because 25% of our audience turns over every year. And you certainly can't assume that these kids and parents live by, or for that matter, know anything about or have even heard of, the Golden Rule. So local school administrators have to describe and demand good sporting behavior of their coaches, their student athletes, their student bodies, and their community. And most do a decent job. Consider that on any night this winter, you could have upwards of 1,000 basketball games being played, and most of them take place without any breakdowns in civility or respect. And it happens because we make it important, and we work at it. We plan for it to happen. Well, the tape played on, and then we covered parental perspective issues about playing time, which can actually lead to some awfully poor sportsmanship by parents towards coaches. And after about 15 minutes, we wrapped up the interview, and I stopped and rewound the tape to get ready for the next time. And we'll never stop playing that tape over and over, because we'll never stop promoting good sportsmanship. Back with more in a moment.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport, and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young, aspiring officials, and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Still looking for a great holiday gift? How about a DVD of an MHSAA championship event from this past fall season or from years past? Go out to prepfilms.com to check out hundreds of titles produced by the MHSAA Network and Fox Sports Detroit. Relive the moment with a championship DVD for Christmas from prepfilms.com. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Your eyes are windows to your overall health. Regular eye exams at Midwest Optometry are an important part of maintaining your overall eye health. If you have a flex spending account, now is the time to schedule your appointment with Dr. Bruce Young and the eye care professionals at Midwest Optometry.
If you have flex spending, get in early to use the available dollars up. You usually have a lose it or use it phenomenon with flex spending, and the earlier you can book an appointment, the better it is for you to try and get that used up before the end of the year.
Midwest Optometry accepts most vision insurance plans and will happily provide all the paperwork you need to be reimbursed for for your exam, contacts, or glasses?
Each is different, but most of the time it'll cover medical kinds of exams, and vision exams fall under that category. Most of the time the FlexBenefit account can be used for glasses and contact lenses and the eye exam as well. And it is really a situation where the early bird gets the worm. At the end of the year, it's a little tough to get an appointment time with the available slots are there. Call now, get an appointment, get in. We'll provide you with all the material you need to have to turn into your employer, and then you can get reimbursed.
The Midwest Optometry Group, located in the Walmart Vision Center, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report continuing from here at Lakeview High School in Battle Creek. The Spartans lead the Coldwater Cardinals in boys basketball 37-30, and here is how they have scored up to this point. For Lakeview, we have Sean Cobb with six, including the last bucket of the half at the buzzer. Jake Sivens with six. Tyrese Frederick with 7 points. He also leads the boards with 11 right now. Jake Watson with two. Camden Haynes with four. Jake Loeb with six. Tommy Enberger with just 2 points. He set out most of the second quarter with foul trouble. I'll check that. Ernsberger with two and Hunter Boss with two. That's what I had him at.
Yes, sir.
I was looking at the score sheet, and they missed a couple here or there. They're learning, too, right?
That's great.
Emma and Keegan's wire on the statistics laptop tonight. 37 points for Lakeview once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen with two. Grant Malu with nine. Ryan Hadley, two. Luke Stampion, four. Ryan Mock with two, and Logan Packer cleaning up and collecting for 11 points to lead all scorers up at this point. 30 once you get all that tallied up. Your leading rebounders for Coldwater, Hadley and Stempion, each with four. Lakeview out rebounding Coldwater in the first half, 32-22, thanks in large part to the 11 for Tyrese Frederick. By the quarter, 18-8 in the first quarter favor Lakeview. Cardinals outscored the Spartans in the second, 22-19. Turnovers, 12 for Lakeview, 10 for Coldwater. Off of those turnovers, though, the Spartans with a 13-7 edge, showing a little bit more of their overall team quickness.
Yeah, they showed some athleticism and quickness there.
Seven steals apiece, shooting percentages. Lakeview 16-41 overall, 39%. 1-6 from the three-point line and 4-8 from the charity stripe. The Cardinals 10-31 shooting, 32.3%. They were 1-3 from downtown. 9-19 from the charity cycle. The Cardinals have just now reemerged from the floor. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, that was a 20-7 second quarter for Lakeview that propelled them to the 46-31 victory. Kenzie Galloway with seven, Kendall Galloway with six. Shelby Bowers, one of our McDonald's players of the game, with five. Haley Ranke with three. Both Ranke and Ranke had five rebounds, and Bowers had four. Here at Lakeview, 37-30, the Spartans lead the Cardinals at the end of the first half. Second half action coming up. In 45 seconds, you're listening to Coldwater Boys Basketball on WCBD.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.